He gave his head a hard, brisk shake, trying to clear it. Roland was still watching him, and Jake felt an uncharacteristic flash of irritation.
I'll keep my mouth shut, Roland, and at least try to keep my thoughts to myself. Don't worry about me.
I'm not worried, Roland said, and Jake found himself fighting the temptation to look inside his ding's head and find out if that was actually true. He still thought looking was a bad idea, and not just because it was impolite either. Mistrust was very likely a kind of acid. Their quartet was fragile enough already, and there was much work to do.
Good, Jake said. That's good.
Good,
Hoy agreed, in a hearty, "that's settled" tone that made them both grin. We know he's there, Roland said. And it's likely he doesn't know we know. Under the circumstances, there's no better way for things to be. Jake nodded. The idea made him feel a little calmer. Susanna came to the mouth of the cave at her usual speedy crawl while they were walking back toward it. She sniffed at the air and grimaced. When she glimpsed them, the grimace turned into a grin.
I see handsome men. How long have you boys been up?
Only a little while, Roland said.
And how are you feeling?
Fine, Roland said. I woke up with a headache, but now it's almost gone.
Really?
Jake asked. Roland nodded and squeezed the boy's shoulder. Susanna wanted to know if they were hungry. Roland nodded, so did Jake.
Well, come on in here, she said, and we'll see what we can do about that situation.
3. Susanna found powdered eggs and cans of Prudence corned beef hash. Eddie located a can opener and a small gas-powered hibachi grill. After a little muttering to himself, he got it going and was only a bit startled when the hibachi began talking.
Hello, I'm 3/4 filled with Gamry bottled gas, available at Walmart, Burnaby's, and other fine stores. When you call for Gamry, you're calling for quality. Dark in here, isn't it? May I help you with recipes or cooking times?
You could help me by shutting up,
Eddie said. And the grill spoke no more. He found himself wondering if he had offended it, then wondered if perhaps he should kill himself and spare the world a problem.